There's a movie that is in production called The Good Pirate. It's a full-length featured movie taken from the book Seized, written by our next guest, Max Hardberger. Max, welcome to Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you so much.
Your book, Seized, is a story about your life, and you steal ships from people who have stolen ships?
Yes. The short answer is yes.
Tell us about it.
Well, my clients are people whose ships have been stolen from them by, usually by corrupt governments, corrupt ports and corrupt courts. And when their owners find that they can't get them back any other way, they hire me to take a crew in and go in sometimes in the middle of the night, make the necessary arrangements, and then get the ship out to international water.
Now, did you find this job at monster.com?
No, I'm afraid there was no interviewing to be done for this job.
How did you fall into this, Max?
Well, as a ship captain, I was forced to take my own ship out just to keep it from being stolen by pirates. And then I did it once for a company, and there was an article written about that, and people in the industry kind of heard that there was actually a guy out there who was crazy enough to do this sort of thing. So when somebody needs it done, I'm afraid I'm the guy they call.
Your book is called Seized, and it's your story about how you recover stolen ships in the world's most troubled waters. The last couple of years, pirates have been back in the news, and people haven't realized, or didn't realize, I guess, that stealing ships on the high seas is big business.
Well, stealing ships on the high seas is really pretty small potatoes compared to stealing ships through surreptitious legally justified means, cloaked in justification. These Somali pirates, they don't have a very long lifespan, and they it looks like a big take when they get a big ransom, but each pirate only gets a tiny part of that ransom. The pirates I deal with, are much cleverer fellows, and they rarely get caught.
And what did they do? They just sort of use governments and friendly governments and bribes to sort of basically legally try and steal these ships full of cargo?
Sure, absolutely. Let's say that you wanted to steal a 10,000-ton ship with a $20 million cargo on board. So what you would do is you would charter the ship, and you would get a pet judge in some little port, let's say in Venezuela, who will agree that when the ship comes, he'll seize it. Then you charter the ship with a cargo to that port. And, of course, the ship owner has no idea. He charters his ship to cargoes to ports all over the world. Then when it gets to that port, immediately the guards and the port police, and they all come on board. They arrest the crew, and they seize the ship. And, of course, you make up some kind of stupid justification to get it through. But then they have a corrupt seizure, corrupt sale, and then generally the bad guy will sell the ship to himself.
And when do you get involved in the process?
Well, generally the owners call me when they've exhausted. They try to get it out. They hire a lawyer and so on. And then when they realize they're not going to be able to get it out through normal channels, they call me. So when I get called in, things are pretty bad already. So I've got to kind of sneak into the port and try to find out what the ship situation is, see how many crewmen I need and what I need to do to get them on board. And what are the navigational difficulties, reefs or other channels and so on, to get from where I am, from where the ship is, to international water.
Now, this happens, according to your book, Seized, this happens everywhere from the Caribbean to Greece to Russia to everywhere.
Oh, yes. It's stealing ships is a cottage industry throughout the world.
In the U.S., does this happen, or do our laws sort of protect this from happening?
Well, thank God we live in a country, and this is not just the U.S. Northern Europe, England, these countries have functioning legal systems. So I never work in a country with a functioning legal system. I just refuse to. I've had people call me, but I just won't do it. Because if something like this happens in the United States, well, you just go to the police and you have the bad guys arrested. But in these other countries, the bad guys are the police. They are the judges, so there's no one to turn to.
Interesting. The book is called Seized. Max Hardberger is our guest. The book is being turned into a movie, The Good Pirate. Max, when's the movie coming out?
Well, it's still very early. I would say probably in about 2 years. The movie would probably hit the theaters in about 2 years.
Right, okay. The book is Seized. Is there, now, when you go about taking the boat back, Are guns involved? Or, I mean, how do you go about getting the ship back?
Well, I never use force. I never use weapons. Of course, it's illegal to own a gun. And even if all the locals have them, a foreigner can't afford to get caught with a weapon in these countries. So I never use force. And plus the fact that the people that I'm opposing, like the guards who are on board or the crewmen who are on board, they're generally innocent parties. They don't, you know, they're just being paid to do a job. It's not, they haven't done anything wrong themselves. So I couldn't use force against an innocent party like that. What I have to do is I have to trick them, either trick them or give them enough money to ignore their duties or something like that. But I've always been able to get what I had to get done by trickery or other means.
Is it true that you have used prostitutes from time to time?
I probably should take the fifth. No, I'm kidding. No, I have, but not, of course, for their main trade. But prostitutes are very common in these foreign ports. There's a lot of them. And, of course, as you can imagine, generally a prostitute's a pretty good actress. So I'll hire a girl to go on board and make friends with the guard and convince the guard that she's suddenly fallen in love with him and he has to go back to her place with her. And that's worked a couple of times for me.
Is it also true that you've used voodoo doctors?
Guilty as charged.
Tell me that story.
Well, when I was a ship captain many years ago, I got tired of thieves coming on board my ship in this little port that I went back to many times. So I hired a witch doctor to come on board my ship and put the powder on it, as they call it. In other words, put a spell on it. And, of course, I made sure all the locals saw him do that. And for quite a while, the thieves left my ship alone. They were so scared of the spell. So when I had to take a ship out of the Maya Express in 2004, when I had to take that ship out of that same little port in Haiti, I went back to that same witch doctor and hired him to put the powder on a place where the only place in town where a cell phone would work, and I had to keep the port director from calling to the capital and reporting what I'd done. So I had the witch doctor put the powder on the soccer field, and apparently it must have worked.
Max Hardberger is our guest, sea captain, and I guess you're somewhat of a repo man, I guess, huh?
Yeah, that's one half of it is acting on behalf of mortgagees, people who are owed money, and the other half is acting on behalf of owners themselves.
Have you ever not been able to get a boat back?
There have been quite a few times when I turned the job down after investigation because of various reasons. It's just too hairy. I thought it would be impossible. There's too high a chance that I and my crew would go to jail. But I'm happy to say that every time that we pulled the trigger on the extraction, in other words, every time I've actually taken a crew on board a ship, we've always managed to get out.
That's unbelievable. The book is called Seized, Max Hardberger, the author, as well as the subject of the unbelievable story. Max, bookstores everywhere?
Bookstores everywhere, and my website, maxhardberger.com.
MaxHardberger.com, and then look for the movie The Good Pirate, which is inspired by the book Seized, Max Hardberger. Max, thanks for telling the story. Best of luck.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Back in a moment on the Big 550.